Hello, my name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Ilaria Volpicelli.
Okay. And can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Terni, Italy.
Okay. Can I see your identification, please?
There we are.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask a few questions about yourself. So, first of all, can you tell me about your family?
My family lives in Italy, in Terni, in Umbria, which is in the centre of Italy. Unfortunately, I lost my mum last year, but I still have my dad, and I've got a sister called Verena. She's married to my brother-in-law called Marco, and they live quite close to each other, actually. And Terni, it's not a fantastic town in some respects, but the surroundings are really lovely, so I really like going to see them and spend some time there. It's absolutely lovely, and also I've got lots of friends there. And
okay. What do you like doing when you're with your family?
Mainly I like to spend time with my sister, and with family in general, with my aunties and people like that, and also I like to see my friends. I don't do a lot of sightseeing, obviously, so, you know, I'm quite used to the area, so don't bother wasting time like that, but I like to see friends and
okay.
Go shopping.
Okay, right, I'd like to move on to talk about health and exercise, please. So, first of all, what sort of things do you do to keep healthy?
I like walking a lot. I used to cycle, but I don't quite a lot at the moment. So mainly I like to walk. I can walk quite distances. And
okay. What sort of things are popular in your country to keep healthy?
Oh, the gym. Gym is very popular. It's a bit like here, really. It's just obviously new type of sports and things like that, or depending what sort of person you are, really. But gym, I would say the gym is the most popular.
Okay. What sort of exercise do you not like doing?
I'm not a very sporty person, so I don't like extreme sports.
Okay.
As a start. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite, as I say, I like swimming, I like walking, gentle type of sports, really.
Okay. How do you think we can get young people to do more exercise?
Probably cutting down a little bit the time they spend in front of PlayStation or television.
Uh-huh.
Maybe trying to engage them more into outside activities. And there's plenty of sports now to choose from to try and make them interested and try and get them out of the house more often.
Okay. Right then, I'd like to move on to talk about music, if we may. First of all, what's your favourite type of music and why?
I listen to different types of music. I quite like grunge or just the charts. A lot of 80s music I still listen to.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh-huh.
Obviously, I don't have a particular type. It depends on the mood I'm in. I will
uh-huh.
pick up something that I like.
Okay. Do you think that a country's traditional music is important for its culture?
Yes, absolutely. Where I come from, in the centre of Italy, although as a nation, we do have local Italian music, and especially the opera is very big in Italy, but you also have easy listening type of Italian music, which is liked more or less all over the country. But if you go, like, in the south of Italy, there is extremely important the actual local music, which is in dialect. Like, if you go in places
mm-hmm.
like Naples, and in the south of Italy especially, the main music there is all this dialect dances, and which are well known all over Italy, but I suppose the young people probably like a lot foreign music as well. I used to, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I used to prefer foreign music to local.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a topic. I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. And here's a paper and some a pencil.
Thanks.
There you are. And here's your topic. There you are.
Thank you. There's a program I like to watch since I've been in England, and it's on sometimes in the afternoon, although I've seen it sometimes in the evening as well, and it's called Flog It.
Uh-huh.
And there's a nice guy, and I think his name is Paul Martin,
mm-hmm.
Who's the host in the program.
Okay.
And it's about people who like to sell things at auction. This guy is usually working with other people who I think they must be, yes, they are experts in antiques, who help the people who bring stuff in to evaluate their belongings. But I really like it because I like to see different people, and it's very interesting. I find it very interesting to be able to see different characters and how people react. Let's say they bring something that they think is mm-hmm. worth so much, and they are told it's worth a lot more. It's lovely to see their reaction, and on the other hand, it's mm-hmm. lovely to see their reaction if they're sort of let down from the value or whatever. And especially the yes, when they come to sell it, it's lovely. I just love to see the expressions
uh-huh.
of the way people react, and it's very interesting. And you learn lots of things because they also talk in the program about interesting things, because they visit different places. So these auctions are actually held in different places. They will tell you about the place where they are giving the auction, and if there's something particular about it, they will. But I remember when they went to Nottingham, they really told you about Robin Hood.
Right, okay.
So I find that
okay.
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay, thanks very much. Do you think I would like that program?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I like it, and I find it quite obviously. I can learn from it. It depends really on characters, I suppose, and what you like to watch.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely interesting to try.
Okay. Right then. Now, I'd like to ask you a few more questions related to this topic. So I'd like to talk a little bit about TV and radio. First of all, why do you think television has become so popular over the last 50 years?
Because it's highly entertaining, and you can actually sit down and enjoy it. It's a way of relaxing, and of course it's so available now compared to before, that I mean, it's just part of your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that there is still a future for radio with television being so popular?
Well, I don't know. I suppose that if you do like radio, you do listen to it. I don't personally listen to radio, but my mum used to be a great radio lover, and I suppose as long as there are people who enjoy the radio, I don't see why radio shouldn't stay or develop.
Okay, good. Which is better for presenting the news, do you think, television or the radio?
Personally, I prefer television because I really love to see the people's facial expressions, and obviously television is more visual, and certain news I think are better given visually as well as with the audio. But it could be, as I say, different people like different things, I suppose, but I prefer TV, definitely.
Okay. How do you think we can stop young people today watching too much television?
Well, possibly trying to educate them to outdoors activities, or maybe reintroduce books, which are really not so popular anymore, and it's much better for them maybe to read a book instead of watching TV all the time. But it's difficult, I suppose, because, as I say, it's part of our life, TV, and it's difficult.
Yeah.
But I suppose, yeah, maybe try and push them aside more often.
Okay, good. Now I'd like to move on to talk about films and cinema. First of all, can you compare television and cinema as forms of entertainment?
Cinema is much more entertaining. Well, first you have no adverts once the film has started.
Yeah, that's good.
And secondly, like what I like to do, for example, I really want to go to the cinema for action movies because the effects are so much better. Yes, it's more more overwhelming at the cinema, and you get more involved in the story. I think definitely movies is more interesting at the cinema. It's definitely more interesting.
Okay. Do people in your country, in Italy, do they prefer American films or films from their part of the world?
Well, that's Italian movies are still very big in Italy, of course. There's two different types of Italian movies. There's the sort of comic Italian movie, which I really hate personally, but lots of people still love it. And then there are more serious type of movies, which I even know some of them probably, you know, you might know the Il Postino and other movies that are really good and are known, well known abroad as well as in Italy. But I suppose that Hollywood is big in Italy probably as much as here, I would expect. And young people probably still enjoy Hollywood more than Italian movies. But I personally prefer foreign films, but, you know, it might be just me and because I'm interested in the language and everything, I don't know.
Okay. How do you think world cinema will develop over the next 50 years?
Oh, well, it's developing all the time, really. I mean, we can see the different effects right from the 80s to now. I mean, when you see a movie, you realise how much the movies have moved forward and special effects have moved forward. So I suppose they'll be more and more real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think, do you feel that film stars are overpaid for what they do?
Well, I mean, that depends really. I mean, like footballers, I mean, you can say they're overpaid. But as long as there's demand, I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of money involved in it. And I don't know, if that's what people are prepared to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about that?
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lauren. That's the end of the session.
Thank you.